Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, September 18th, and coming up in today's episode. Instead of dropping the promised hydrogen bomb, Rahul Gandhi trains gun on Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Air India crash victims' families sue Boeing as pilot Sabharwal's father calls for a fresh and fair probe. Pakistan Cricket Board plans official complaint against Surya Kumar Yadav with the ICC, and Donald Trump applauds as Jimmy Kimmel goes off amid Charlie controversy. Instead of dropping his promised hydrogen bomb, Rahul Gandhi has trained his guns on Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar instead. The leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha has renewed his allegations of large-scale voter fraud or vote chori. This time using alleged deletions from the 2023 Karnataka Assembly elections. Rahul Gandhi exclaimed that the last time he exported voter additions using certain seats, and this time he will reveal deletions. Taking sample from Alanda in Karnataka, he showed several voter IDs that he alleged were deleted using fake logins and phone numbers from outside the state. He also alleged that this alleged voter deletion was being executed by not individuals, but with the use of software and in a centralized manner. Furthermore, these alleged deletions were being attempted in Congress-favoring seats, according to Mr. Gandhi. At a press briefing, Mr. Gandhi claimed that the Karnataka CID has written 18 times to the Election Commission of India over a period of 18 months, which is basically one letter each month, asking for key data such as IP addresses and OTP records related to the voter ID deletions. According to him, these requests remain unanswered. He then said that we have 100% proof that the systemic effort was made to delete voters, particularly from communities who support the opposition or from minority groups. And he said that his proof is bulletproof. As revealed by Congress sources, they have correspondence between the Karnataka Chief Electoral Officer and the Election Commission of India in Delhi, as well as letters from state CID requesting technical data to their aid investigation, added to which it claims that the CEC or the Chief Election Commissioner is indeed blocking their requests, as they allege. Mr. Gandhi pointed to the Alanda Assembly constituency, as mentioned earlier, as the key example in his presentation, where he claimed that 6,018 deletion forms were submitted under false identities. Quote, these applications were filed without the knowledge of the people concerned. One booth-level officer noticed her uncle's name was removed and began asking questions. That's how this came to light, end quote, he explained. Mr. Gandhi accused the Chief Election Commissioner of obstructing the investigation by withholding information. He did all of this while holding up a copy of the Indian Constitution. Quote, they are defending those who are attacking our democracy, he told reporters. He added that the matter was not limited to Karnataka, but that similar attempts were being made across the country. Congress MLA from Alan, B.R. Patil, also expressed concern, saying, if this conspiracy had gone through, I would have lost my seat. The election commissioner itself filed an FIR, so why is it not allowing the investigation to continue? In response, BJP MP Anurag Thakur dismissed the allegations, calling them baseless and accusing Mr. Gandhi of frustration over electoral defeats. The Election Commission later issued a statement rejecting Mr. Gandhi's claims. Quote, no vote can be deleted online by the public. All deletions require due process. In the Alanda case, an FIR was filed by the ECI authorities themselves and Congress won the seat in 2023, unquote. A day after the father of late pilot of the ill-fated Air India 171 flight called for a fresh impartial investigation into the crash, families of four victims have sued Boeing and Honeywell in the United States, blaming a faulty fuel switch and negligence for the deadly accident. Captain Sabharwal's father had also alleged that they had pinned the blame on the pilots instead of finding the faults within the plane itself. According to Reuters, the lawsuit was filed on Tuesday in Delaware Superior Court and is believed to be the first in the U.S. connected to the crash, which killed 260 people. The complaint alleges that a defective fuel cutoff switch on the Boeing 787 Dreamliner may have triggered a loss of power shortly after the takeoff from Ahmedabad on June 12. The flight was bound for London's Gatwick. The families bringing the suit, all citizens of the UK or India, lost four of their relatives, Kantaben Dhirugibai Pagadal, Navya Chirag Pagadal, Kubar Bhai Patel and Babi Ben Patel. The legal filing argues that the switch's locking mechanism could be easily disengaged or even missing altogether, which could result in an unintended fuel shutdown. Reuters reports the plaintiffs as stating the Boeing and Honeywell were aware of the design risk, particularly after a 2018 U.S. Federal Aviation Administrative or FAA alert about similar issues. The suit also claims that Boeing placed the switch directly behind the thrust levers, increasing the chance of accidental activation during the normal cockpit operations. Quote, "What did Honeywell and Boeing do to prevent the inevitable catastrophe? Nothing," the complaint reads. Boeing declined to comment when contacted by Reuters. Honeywell has not yet responded. Meanwhile, the pilot's father, 91-year-old Pushkaraj Sabarwal, has written to India's Ministry of Civil Aviation urging the government for a professional, independent and impartial investigation. He expressed concern that the preliminary findings unfairly blamed his son, Captain Sumit Sabarwal, and led to media speculation suggesting the pilot had deliberately caused the crash. Quote, "They tarnished Captain Sabarwal's reputation, which is a fundamental right," his letter states. The captain, he wrote, had over 15,000 hours of flying experience and no prior incidents in a 25-year career. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau initial report had cited the movement of a fuel switch going from run to cutoff as a likely factor, but following a Wall Street Journal report implying pilot action, pilot unions and government pushed back strongly. Mr. Sabarwal has given the ministry a week to respond, warning he may pursue legal action if ignored. The highly anticipated and controversial Asia match between India and Pakistan on 14 September may have ended with India's 7-wicket win, but the tensions continue to escalate off-field. According to reports, the Pakistan Cricket Board or PCB is now weighing up the option of lodging a formal complaint with the International Cricket Council or ICC over comments made by India's T20 captain Surya Kumar Yadav during the post-match presentation. Speaking after the match, Surya Kumar had said, "The victory was dedicated to our armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor and also expressed support for families affected by the terror attack in Pahalgam dated April 22nd, which had killed 26 people." Sources told NDTV that the PCB views this as a political statement made in a sporting context, something it believes undermines the spirit of the game. Former Pakistan captain and ex-PCB chairman Ramiz Raza, who also weighed in, claiming, "My biggest objection was that was said in a post-match presentation by Indian captain Surya Kumar Yadav. That editorial was the critical point." In addition to the controversy over the comments, tensions had already flared once before. This happened when members of the Indian team did not engage in the customary handshakes with the Pakistani counterparts, reportedly a move traditionally seen as a sign of mutual respect and sportsmanship. Sources say the lack of interaction left several Pakistan players upset. The ICC has confirmed it has given the PCB until Sunday to file an official complaint if it decides to move forward. With the next India-Pakistan face-off set for 21st of September, concerns are now growing that the rivalry is extending well beyond the pitch. What is normally a festival of cricket is now shadowed by growing diplomatic sensitivities. Neither the Board of Control for Cricket or BCCI nor the ICC has issued any official response to the ongoing situation. Surya Kumar Yadav has also not commented further since his initial statement. US President Donald Trump has welcomed the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live following controversial remarks made by the late-night host regarding the murder of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. Posting on his social media platform Truth Social, Mr. Trump wrote, "Great news for America, the ratings-challenged Jimmy Kimmel show is cancelled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. ABC suspended Kimmel's show indefinitely after his comments on back-to-back episodes earlier this week drew backlash. The move came shortly after Nexstar Communications Group, which operates 23 ABC affiliates, announced it would no longer air the program. Nexstar Broadcasting President Andrew Alford said that Kimmel's remarks about Kirk's killing were offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse. Kimmel had criticized what he called a political exploitation of the tragedy. On Monday, he told viewers, many in MAGA land are working hard to capitalize on the murder of Charlie Kirk. Trump's response to Charlie Kirk's death is not how an adult grieves a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish. In the next episode, Kimmel mocked Vice President J.D. Vance. Vice President J.D. Vance, who recently appeared as a guest host on Kirk's podcast. There has been no public comment from Kimmel or his representatives following the suspension. His contract with ABC is due to expire at the end of 25-26 season. Meanwhile, Taylor Budovic, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, also took to social media, claiming, "Welcome to consequence culture. Normal common sense Americans are no longer taking the nonsense, and companies like ABC are finally willing to do the right and reasonable thing." Jimmy Kimmel has long been a vocal critic of Trump, who has previously called for the cancellation of other late-night hosts, including Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Charlie Kirk, a high-profile conservative figure, was shot dead earlier this month. Tyler Robinson, 22, has been charged with his murder. Police said Robinson, who was raised in a conservative home in Utah with Christian ideology, reportedly embraced left-leaning ideology. Authorities have also claimed that he told his partner, which was also his roommate and, according to authorities, was a transgender person, that he had confessed in text messages to killing Kirk. Robinson's voter record showed no party affiliation and his status was listed as inactive. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.